Okay, so we've announced today two things. One is that our forecast close price is average of $5 per kilo milk solids for the year, and the opening price is $4.75. That $4.75 includes a 2 cent funding cost for the support loans that we put in place for farmers on the back of the price drop last year. In terms of how we arrived at this, it's been an extensive process, and the timing of it clearly indicates that. We had to do a detailed analysis, and we've continued to do that over recent weeks in terms of the basket of products we produce here in Australia, and then balancing that against domestic export sales and impacts of, in particular, currency from there.
What is happening in the milk market at the moment that means that you're arriving at a $4.75 milk price?
Yeah, sure. So it's been well documented, Warwick, that demand has been soft globally, but in particular, supply for the last couple of years has been extensive. And we're continuing to see that reflected in soft global prices, we think, for the next 6 months at least, with the possibility of a recovery starting to occur beyond that. So really that for us flows through both internationally, but also into the domestic pricing landscape in terms of where customer expectations are locally.
Is there a chance there could be another mid-season price drop this season?
We've come up with what we think is a very responsible price, and that $5 closing is based on, as I said, our forecast and forecast with moderate recovery sort of later on in the season, but at a 74-cent US dollar exchange rate. So they're the factors that we feel comfortable about. And what we want to be doing and what we've started to do is communicate regularly with our farmers about how those factors are tracking. So we've started a global dairy update for Australia, which we released the first one of those at the start of this month. And that'll give a monthly set of numbers as to how those factors, both currency and both commodity prices, are tracking throughout the course of the year. That just gives everyone the line of sight as to what's happening.
So you're not ruling out another chance of a drop?
The key factor here for us is around currency, and beyond 74 cents, we feel that gives us headroom through to $5, but that's the key factor that we don't control.
The flip side of that is you're paying a higher opening price than your major competitor in Australia, Murray Goulburn. Do you think that will allow you to be able to attract supply away from Murray Goulburn at the start of this season?
Look, I'm not sure what farmers are going to do in terms of their milk movements. I think the key thing here is that we're reflecting both in our closing and then with the opening that sits obviously 25 cents a kilo below that, the price that we can earn in the market, and that's the key step for us. Now that number at 4.75 is below cost of production for most of our farmers, so. That's still challenging, and we're all looking for a market turnaround, but that's where we're focused right now.
How important was getting this number right from a Fonterra perspective? Because your company has been partly responsible for what's been dubbed the dairy crisis in Australia, so I'd imagine this was a really important price when you're setting it for your brand and your reputation in Australia.
Look, there's a whole lot of factors as to why it's fundamentally important to have this number right, and not least of which is how we go about setting that. And I think that's one of the things that we're really focused on, and we've heard industry focus on and say, well, we can't go back to where we were. What is it that we do from here? And that's going to be critical as to how do we navigate forward.
After the cut, do you need to rebuild trust with Australian dairy farmers?
Absolutely. I'm in no doubt, and the business is in no doubt about that. To be frank, and farmers have told me straight, as they do, that that'll come through actions.